get those creepers? Jeepers, creepers. Where'd you get those eyes?
Gosh, y'all, get up. How'd they get so lit up? Gosh, y'all, get up. How'd they get that size?
Golly gee.
And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Entertainment Live on 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. And Creepers Jeepers.
Creepers Jeepers.
No, I used to watch, when I was younger, this like Saturday night horror thing, and it was Jeepers Creepers. They played this.
Was that with the...
Yeah, the girl.
Elvira?
Yeah, you remember that?
Before her, it was a dude, and I can't remember his name.
Never watched
Seymour.
A dude.
It was Seymour.
Elvira's hotter than Seymour.
But Seymour is a woman.
Oh.
Oh, I don't know that. Is he?
No, well, Seymour was not a woman.
No, that's okay. What Eric wishes that he could see more, but he's got the glaucoma. Jeepers Creepers.
My vision's fine now.
Now, who sings this great song, Jeepers
this
Creepers?
This is the four freshmen singing Jeepers Creepers from Jeepers Creepers.
Wow.
The movie with Justin Long and Gina, I can't remember. Last
Gina Loyola.
Gina Lollobrigida.
Well, directed by Victor Salva. Of course, there were two Jeepers Creepers. The first one is probably my favorite horror movie of all time.
Oh, wow.
I know, Eric, you don't care for it, right? But I love the very first one. The second one is amazing as well.
It didn't have a point.
It had amazing point. It was so scary. So scary.
And that's
I had
the
nightmares.
Point?
And
I like my movies to have a point.
How do you have nightmares with the duck on your chest all night?
Huh? He wasn't yeah. around back then.
Oh, what happened to him? Was he a little baby?
He was preconceived.
He was an egg.
Preconceived.
He was a preconception baby. I don't even know what that means.
I don't know.
Isn't that from that Tom Cruise movie?
Eyes Wide Open?
No, pre-crime.
No.
Yeah, pre-crimes. They're making a TV show out of that.
Minority Report. Oh, awesome.
Minority Report.
Oh, I saw that. Yeah. That was good. Yes.
They're also making a TV show out of Limitless with Bradley Cooper is going to be.
How long can that go on?
I don't know. Limitless. Oh.
It took you a few seconds there.
Yeah,
I was like, seriously, you're going to say that? I don't know.
Oh, wow. You had sleep.
Yeah, not that much.
Oh. So, oh, you did go back, didn't you?
No, I was just, I have a hard time winding down after these events.
Then you should wind down with, you know.
All right.
Or wind up.
Well, Jeepers Creepers, they're trying
spin.
To spin. I didn't drink last night, by the way, also.
Well, you never drink.
I do sometimes.
When he spins, that's why.
You say you never drink, and now you're saying sometimes you do.
Sometimes I do. I did, you know.
How can we believe you anymore?
I don't know. You shouldn't believe me. Call me a liar.
What? He said that.
I called my friend Danielle a liar, and then I'm never going to hear the end of it.
What did she do?
Never call a woman a liar because...
Or what happens?
Just, you know.
That's it? Revenge?
Yeah, revenge.
They will never
let it go.
You.
Oh, wow.
Especially if they weren't lying.
It's like...
It's a
but
trust
if they were,
thing.
It's so...
It's
well,
a trust
even
thing.
Even if they were lying.
They still go berserk?
Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you
they
saying
were lying.
She was?
Well, I'm not saying...
Just
one
whisper.
Yeah, you are.
Whisper.
See,
no
good.
One will hear.
You know? See, good. You learned your lesson.
Yeah, yeah.
You
I
learned
just,
your lesson.
I'm
good
not,
job.
But you know
I just
what
say it on the
Eric,
air.
Play a famous song about lying.
A famous song about lying.
You probably know what
yeah,
I'm thinking
I
of.
I got one.
Hey, he's got
I've
one.
Got no strings.
Watch
oh, Pinocchio.
No, not that one. He's going to play the one
now
I'm thinking of.
Now, that's part of the problem. That's the first song that comes to your mind.
Let's see if we're thinking the same. Mental telepathy.
Mental telepathy.
I'm just finding it here.
He's locating it. Well, I'll finish my Jeepers Creepers thought.
Yeah.
Victor Salva is trying to find financing for Jeepers Creepers 3. He's got the script already written.
Oh.
Stars attached. He just needs to find the financing. He's been working on this for a few years.
Nice. Is that it?
Is this the song?
I don't think that's... Let's see. No, that's not the one I'm thinking of.
Well, I guess we didn't...
Which one is that?
Lies, 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 yeah.
Oh, I was thinking Liar, Liar, Pants on Fire.
What,
I don't
got
even
that?
Know what that is.
That's not even a...
I didn't even know that was a song. I thought that was a saying.
Oh.
Tiny Tim singing.
I thought it was a song.
Liar, liar, pants on fire.
No, liar, liar, pants on fire. Come on, that's hanging by a telephone line.
Lies, lies.
I like this song.
For all you women out there that have been called a liar, this song is for you.
And you probably are, but we won't say it anymore.
Yeah.
We know. We all know who's telling the truth.
Yes, we do.
On that note, Insidious
is
chapter.
Is that your nose getting longer?
I think it is. Well,
Pinocchio Joe.
I know. It's small, but it works. All right. So,
yeah,
Insidious.
Only when you
lie.
No, when you use a handkerchief.
Okay.
Lie to me, baby. Lie to me.
When you sneeze.
There was a Disneyland joke that we had
sneeze.
That I didn't. We didn't do that one. Insidious Chapter 3 opened yesterday. Lin Shaye once again reprises the role. Spoiler alert: if you did not watch Chapter 2,
I didn't see it.
If you didn't see 1 through 6.
If you didn't watch Chapter 2, Insidious, she died in the second one, at the end of the second one.
Oh, no.
So, of course, they have to kind of like go backward, and they bring her back. This is a prequel. So this takes place before the previous hauntings. She plays a gifted psychic who reluctantly agrees to use her ability to contact the dead in order to help a teenage girl played by Stephanie Scott, who has been targeted by a dangerous supernatural entity. Pretty much same plot of the first two.
Really?
Well, except for the fact that this is a different family, kind of. Dermot Mulroney is also in the film.
Oh.
Yeah? Okay. Well,
oh, wow.
Well, I absolutely loved the first Insidious. I remember walking out and telling the publicist at the time,
so
now, that is how you make a horror movie.
Dermot Mulroney has been cast aside to do third sequels.
Yeah, I guess so. It's sad because he is a talented guy.
I like Dermot.
We've had him on the show. I think it was a pre-recorded interview, but he was a very nice guy, and he's very talented. So I don't know why he's doing things like this, or why Lin Shaye continues to do things like this. Because the first one was excellent. The second one was a huge, huge disappointment. I absolutely hated it. I didn't hate this one, but it's still a thumbs down. Insidious Chapter 3 certainly serves up several scares. I will admit to jumping in the movie. It's an immediately gratifying kind of scare, but it lacks any impact, any lasting impact when you it's like jump scares. You know what I'm talking about? Like a
right, something. When the cat flies out from the
yeah,
darkness.
Well, these are
or
actually,
the phone rings suddenly.
There's a lot of that, but there's also legitimate things. I mean, someone gets hit by a car. I mean, so things that really jolt you.
That's legitimate.
Oh, that's like at the very beginning of San Andreas.
Yeah.
When
yes.
you keep thinking something's yeah. going to happen, thinking something's going to happen, thinking something's going to happen, and it's not, and you just relax, and then kaboom!
Yes, yes,
yeah.
exactly.
And I don't want to go further than that because I don't want to have a spoiler alert, but
right.
that is definitely a huge thumbs
right.
up everybody's got to see.
And a little later in the show, just so I want to make sure that we get some time so you guys can share your thoughts on San Andreas, because I know you guys saw it and didn't get a chance to share your thoughts last week. But so like I said, this third installment is a slight step up from the Fright Free second installment, but it could not be further, like in the spirit world, from the original's ingenuity. Lin Shaye committing to her character as though this were an Oscar contender is outstanding, but everything else about the movie is lackluster, from its too dark to see scenes to its tale's triviality. You know, Eric likes his movies to have a point. This one doesn't. Its spiritless pace may be the only reason its jump scares work as well as they do. So I am giving Insidious Chapter 3 thumbs down. And we're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to bring in a really special guest, Frazier C. Heston, CEO of Agamemnon Films. And so we're going to hit play number 4 from Jeepers Creepers again. Here comes The Boogeyman by Henry Hall.
Who's Henry Hall?
The singer of this song.
He's long gone.
This is from the 20s as well, probably.
Oh, like, another 20s
but,
issue.
But by the way, this song is also used in the trailers for Sinister 2, which is coming out in next month.
Insidious, Sinister 2, where does it all end?
Yeah, I don't know. It's all scary to me.
It ends at San Andreas Fault. Okay, and this is Breakthrough Entertainment live on 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. We'll be right back.
Bogeyman will very nearly jump out of his skin. Say buzz, buzz, just like the wasp that stings. Bogeyman will think you are an elephant with wings. Hush, 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 here comes the bogeyman.